Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m., Thursday and Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Fans, HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to throw pillows and had trouble saying water. Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Why is not Sunday? Because today is one of Michelle's fun days. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
Hello, everyone. And everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Manic Monday fans. Welcome, House Rodent fans. Welcome, everyone, to the Manic Monday show hosted by Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 right here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Today is October 28th, 2013. It's a day so many of us have been waiting for because Michelle's special guest tonight is the beautiful Alyssa Slater from Big Brother 15. And we're so excited to have her with us. I can't wait for tonight. And we're just excited to have Michelle here with us as well. The Portuguese princess always brings us an epic, epic show each and every Monday. Before we get started, I just want to mention our co-host, myself, Cherry Garcia, and Mr. Paul from Minnesota, in case we have a few new listeners with us tonight. And we're going to say hi first to Paul up in Minnesota, and then we're going to bring up our beautiful host of the show and get this party rocking. So, Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
I'm doing well, thanks, Cherry. I snuck in the HR clip, the House Rodent clip there in the opener. I just thought that would be a fun clip. And I, right on cue, somebody's going to have to fess up. Right on cue, when he says you're going to make the dogs howl, I heard a dog bark, didn't I?
That was my little girl, Callie, right on cue.
Well, I thought that was so appropriate. It was almost like, how did she get her to do that?
I may have to start utilizing my office on these early shows. Usually by the 9 o'clock hour when we do our later shows, the girls are kind of wound down and they're sort of napping. But these earlier shows, they hear a dog barking next door and they want to bark along, and they, you know, they're still a little frisky at this hour. So I may have to start using my office and lock them out and go away in a private room and keep them away from me for these earlier shows, because they're starting to charm in, as Ron would say.
So we're excited about, obviously, about tonight. I'm sure that there'll be some Cardinal and Red Sox talk at the beginning, but I'll bear with it, I guess.
Red Sox? Is that what you said, Paul?
No. If it sounded like that, it was a screw-up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's bring up the wonderful, beautiful host of our show, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you, darling?
I'm listening to you guys. You know that, right? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Manic Mondays, and it's more manic than we know. Let me tell you guys all about it. As Cherry and Paul notated, the Red Sox and the little Cardinals, the little annoying Cardinals, they're perched on the beard, and they won't go away. So we're gonna let those like little Cardinals perch, but not too much longer. Don't sleep like the pitcher did. On first base, he was taking a little snoozer. But that's okay, because hasn't been a crazy World Series. And my little cherry pie honey bunches of oatmeal, girl, I knew it was going to be this good. But we've had some kind of huge momentous moments, haven't we? I mean, what about the call, you know, game, you know, three, and then last night with the pitcher, I mean, ay caramba.
It has been crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Cray-cray. Cray-cray. This is how we want a World Series, right? This is a World Series to remember. We don't want no dull, boring four and out. This is what I'm talking about. Bring it on. I'm excited. So, all right. It's tonight, after Manic Mondays, so this is like your wicked, juiciest appetizer slash entree slash dessert with like a pitcher of sangria. This is like everything. This is getting you ready for that. But we have such an awesome show tonight. Oh, my God, Trey and Paul. I'm so excited. Alyssa's coming on tonight. I mean, are we going to be able to contain ourselves? Because I think we're going to be on, like, 1,000 mile per hour talk speed.
Right. Now, I popped in because I was doing some computer work a little bit late, but I'm just curious about what time do you anticipate our special guest showing up tonight?
Well, our lovely guest will be arriving around 7:15.
Thank you.
So please be on alert for that. So before we obviously get to our epicness guest, let's just talk a little bit about a couple other things, because you know we're not going to be able to have any time for it later. So let's talk about Amazing Race, and let's talk about the fact that I did the fashion show on Wednesday for Autism, the 8th annual one, which I've been with them for 8 years. With Miss Amy Diaz and Jason. I hope you guys have got to see the pictures. Did any of you guys get to see the pictures of me with Jason and Amy from Amazing Race?
Is it on your Facebook? I have not
looked
yet.
It's on my Twitter and my Facebook, yes.
Awesome. I mean, I don't remember I asked you this on a previous show. Was this the first time that you got to meet Jason?
No, I had met him before, but it wasn't like we talked a lot this time, you know, because we obviously had a lot to talk about. But it was quick because when we're doing these fashion shows, we're not, like, the family's inside or whoever, her mother and what's boyfriend still now and then, they are in, like, the actual function. Like, you know, it's like an actual party. So we're in the background, you know. But beforehand, me and Amy, we did so much talking. We talked about Toys for Tots. We did a lot about Amazing Race. They're going to come on as soon as the show is done. They will be on our show. We're actually trying to plan on doing a viewing of their one of their episodes coming up. They're looking for December 9th because I think some of the family's going to be in town. Like, everybody's going to be in town, and because they've been doing a lot of traveling, watching their shows with like Marie and Tim, and they've been doing with a couple other people. So I guess they'll be home then. So we're trying to do, like, a viewing party. We're going to try to see if Luis Trovato can go and all that kind of stuff. So that should be fun.
That does sound like fun. I tell you, Jason and Amy are really a big part of this season of Amazing Race. They are doing a great job, and I'm really enjoying them on the show.
Well, this is a funny thing that you say that, Paul, because I told her, I said, you know, we take time out to talk about you guys. She was super excited, you know. And I told her that, you know, that we really enjoyed the fact that she had them go back and send the taxi to go back and get her friends. And she said to me, Michelle, we were in the Arctic Circle. Like, we would have them go back because where is there going to be taxi? And she was so excited and stuff like that. But do you know what she said to me? She was like, do you know that they're saying that they're the boring couple of the season? And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. They think we're boring. And she wouldn't say who did, but I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, no, you're not. I said, you are absolutely not. We love and adore you, so I don't know who's telling you that. She's like, yeah. She's like, that's what we're being proclaimed as. And I was like, well, I'll tell you what. When you are able to come on our show, you're going to know that you guys were not boring. Like, you guys were great.
Well,
they're, like, overall, like, everything great about them couple.
I don't know who is saying that, but I know there's three people on the line right now who don't think that. You, me, and Cherry. I mean, would you classify Jason and Amy as boring, Cherry? I mean,
not at all. I think they're the cutest couple. I wish they were the ones that were going to be on All Stars instead of Tim and Marie, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, she told me that they're actually really good friends. I guess Jason and Marie's boyfriend or husband, they're very good friends.
Oh,
interesting. And they said to them that that's funny that they're on that list and it's got to be bogus because they're not on it. And she said, I said, do you think that they'll tell you? And she said, honestly, I would think so because that's how good friends we are. But I don't know if she would tell me, but wait, am I saying this on the radio? But anyway, she's saying, it's not like she's saying that they're on it. She's actually saying that they're not. So that's not really a spoiler because that could mean anything.
Before we run out of our time to bring up subjects here before our guest arrives, a couple of Big Brother related items that were brought to our attention in the chat room. We have found out that the casting for season 2 of Big Brother Canada has been completed, but there has been no revealing of the cast yet, but that is solid. And we want to remind people about this Friday. Two things happen on Friday. One thing is that it's Michael Doyle's birthday, Friday the 1st. But the other thing is your friend, Ms. Jen DiTerno, has a very special day on Friday. You know what I'm speaking of, right?
I'm assuming it's her wedding, correct?
It is, indeed.
I love her. Yay, I'm so happy for her.
I'm so happy for her. I am too. Well, I need to let you know, in case you haven't figured it out, that my internet is totally down. So you're in control, babe. I can't answer any calls. I can't see the chat room. I am strictly on via my cell phone, and I have no access to the switchboard or to the chat room at all. So this one's on you, babe.
Okay, well.
No pressure.
There was a few people that were looking for you and wondering where you disappeared to. Did you try to repeat what we did before?
Yeah, and it cut everything off, including me from the chat. I mean, me from the phone call and everything. It took my phone line down and everything. So,
Is your phone connected to your internet or?
Is your hand bone connected to your wrist bone? Is your wrist bone connected to your elbow? Oh, sorry, I got confused.
Okay, well, the important thing, Cherry, is that you are live on air with us, and I know it's not a complete experience for you to just be on the telephone, but that's just what's been dealt to us, so.
That's it. And you know what? We would have never even known it because, like, you know, you are here, and that's the most important thing, Cherry baby.
Thank you, sweetie. I just wanted Paul to know that he was going to have to answer the calls. So.
All right. Sounds good. So Amazing Race, what did you guys think of the entire race? I mean, there was a U-turn involved, and there was express passes passed out on boats and used. I mean, and then we saw the Woodsy Boys. They call them the Woodsy Boys. Go sayonara. But I really like them. There's something about them that I like.
I did, too. I hated to see them go.
Yeah.
I was wanting it to be a non-elimination leg.
Yeah. Well, you know, with them keep racing. Like, it sucks that they got first, and then they didn't win a prize or anything, and then they had to keep going. They had to keep racing, and then they get to the boat, and it's a boat that everybody makes it to. That's got to be a bummer, like knowing that you have a lead, and it doesn't matter. You're all neck and neck.
That happens so often with Amazing Race.
Yeah, and then we also seen the inevitable horrible taxi drivers. Then we see the exceptional taxi drivers. And I loved Amy's and Jason's taxi driver, not because I'm on Team Amy and Jason, but that taxi driver was like, I cannot divulge the information. I got to go. Click.
Did you see the upcoming episode for next week where Tim and Marie steal Amy's cab from them?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
On
you
the,
missed that.
On the
I didn't see that.
Yes, for the upcoming episode, they show the previews of the upcoming episode for next week, and they showed Tim and Marie stealing Amy's cab from them. Apparently,
they finished before
Amy, and they steal Amy and Jason's cab from them. So it's going to be on next week because they flat out take their taxi.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was saying to Amy, you guys remember like last week, whatever, it was the basketball wives or whatever, I think. No, the baseball wives. They ended up trying to cut them on the standby at the plane or whatever. And I was like,
yes.
Amy, I can't believe you didn't bug out. And she's like, well, what they didn't show is that they actually were in standby first. That's why Amy and them did not bug out, because it was actually Maria and Tim that got bumped. So when they get on the plane, you'll actually see that they have different outfits on. That's not actually in the plane that they get on, because Amy and Jason got first. So
well,
I said, Amy, why didn't you scream and yell? She goes, they're not showing any of that. She said, I've yelled and screamed whenever it's needed, and they haven't shown any of that. She's like, they've made us look like the boring couple. She's like, I was like, I didn't understand why. So I'm hoping to see that maybe they let that side out, because she's a fiery one. She's smart and everything, and I don't think that she's perceived as the boring one, but I guess with other personalities, maybe they are in her eyes or somebody's eyes, but I don't believe that.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, we actually have somebody that's connected to the Amazing Race on the switchboard. Namely a sibling that is connected to this special guest of ours who is now on the line with us. And so I'm sorry I'm stumbling. This is normally Cherry's job, so forgive me for that. But you want to bring up your special guest, Michelle?
I would love to. Well, this is going to be, obviously, our special guest from BB15, the fantastic, fabulous Alyssa. Welcome to Manic Mondays, girl.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for including me on Manic Monday.
Oh, my God. Well, Alyssa, you know what? We actually met and partied together. I don't know if you remember, but I'm sure you do. When your sister won her season, you were in Vegas, and we all ended up going to Aria. That smelled like a cupcake.
Hey.
Yes, I do. I remember, of course.
Hey, Michelle, we need to. I already got to say hi to Alyssa off the air, but we need to tell her who else is on air with us. That obviously was Michelle Costa, but we also have Cherry. Say hi to Cherry.
Hey, Cherry. How are you?
I'm doing good, sweetie. It's so good to talk to you. I actually met you in Vegas briefly, too. I'm so glad to talk to you again. You are so sweet, and I'm just so happy to have you with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I was so excited when Michelle had sent me a message and asked if I would do the show, because I've been wanting to do your show, but I just had not gotten in touch with you guys. So I'm definitely excited to be talking to you guys.
Well, Alyssa, I have something to an audio clip to play for you because I'm about ready to say welcome back to the Rad Reality Show, and I'll tell you why I said that. You'll understand it after you hear this clip. Okay, you ready?
Oh, interesting. Okay, Paul, thank you. Let's see what you got.
This is incredible. You know what? We're going to do a special treat. This is Rachel's sister. She's going to say hi to the chat room. This is the beautiful Alyssa.
And you're on the Rad Reality Show, so give us
a hi, Big Brother Rad Reality Show. This is Alyssa. Glad to talk to everyone tonight.
Alyssa, you're beautiful as well.
Thank you very much, Art. I'm having so much fun tonight.
What did you think about your sister in the show?
I thought my sister is beautiful and wonderful and definitely brought a lot of entertainment to Big Brother 12. I thought she was awesome. Her and Brendan are such a cute couple, and they'll definitely stay together. And I'm so excited to see them on the Bold and the Beautiful Monday.
Guys, we're waiting for Rachel and Brendan. Okay, we got Big Brother, super couple this year, coming out, Brendan and Rachel. I'm excited. Yesterday, I got between
me and my man.
You and your man.
Don't get between me and my man.
In between him and his woman.
Oh!
My woman. No, but I couldn't stop. I know. Okay, so how much fun are you guys having?
We are having so much fun. We are back in Las Vegas. It's my hometown.
My soul has returned.
I'm happy again. If we went out, you know, to all the bars and clubs last night. We're having a great time in Las Vegas.
I heard you spent 4 hours with a cowboy who's my co-host on Thursday.
Oh, yay. Yes, we did.
And
we were out until 5 a.m. last night.
He was over there.
With all the fans, we were hanging out. We had such a great time. They were asking us questions. It was kind of like a one-on-one experience.
Yeah, it was fun. My biggest thing I want to ask you guys, though, is
now that you guys are out of the house, how do you guys plan on, you know, staying together, or how are you guys doing
it? Obviously, being in two different cities is a little tough, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
And eventually get over to L.A., so... All the love you guys have shown us.
Will you do me one favor?
Yes, thank you, Rod Reilly Show.
I know we're going to get you to come on my show for
an hour, two-hour
show.
Sure. Sounds good.
We can sit down and talk Vegas, talk Big Brother, talk
Cash,
all of it. Because there's a party going on, and your family's here.
Yes.
I bet you're ready to party with them.
We are.
Are you guys going to come and play beer pong or watch beer pong?
We are definitely. We're going to be at Hogs and Heifers tomorrow playing beer pong.
You want to hear what I'm doing in beer pong? I get to play with Michelle Costa, who is my co-host on Monday.
Okay.
But I got to play in the unitard.
Yeah. You should definitely play in the unitard. Okay. You're listening to the Ron Reilly Show with Ron Rad.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious. Oh, my God. Alyssa, do you remember that?
I know. I was actually looking forward to hopefully getting to do it this year, but that never happened.
It didn't. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but, yes, I do remember it. That was so fun. And, yeah, I mean, isn't it hilarious? And now Brendan and Rachel are living happily ever after as a cute married couple, and yeah, it was, and I actually got to be on Big Brother myself. So.
I know. Oh my God, Alyssa, like, tell me about the overall experience. Like, it's so exciting to have you part of the family. I can't believe it. So exciting. What has been your overall just thoughts and feelings about it? You must be so excited.
Yes, I was so excited to be a part of the Big Brother family, and I definitely totally love the game because, you know, unlike the other players from the season, I was related to somebody who actually played the game, which kind of gives your love of the game. It just amplifies it that much more, you know, because it's like I'm not watching as a viewer. Like, I am emotionally invested in this game because my sister played two times and my brother-in-law, and I was a fan of the show prior to even my sister playing the game. So, I mean, it was just obviously a dream come true, and it was so cool to experience it firsthand after, you know, it's just when you see your loved one playing Big Brother, you get so indulged in the game, but you have no idea really how intense the experience is until you play the game. So, I mean, I definitely had a whole new respect for all of you guys who have played Big Brother because it is a crazy, wild roller coaster ride. And, you know, as fun as, like, it is and the cool experience, it's draining as well. And it's a tough game. So, I don't know. It was a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, thing that I'm just so blessed to be a part of. And the competitions, they look so silly and fun on TV, and then you get in it and you're like, wait, how could hanging on a styrofoam colored popsicle be this difficult? And then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm using my entire body strength to hold myself up here. Like, every single second, all you do is, like, remind yourself that you're not going to fall. Well, you have this freezing cold water shooting at you. You have, you know, paint flying in your face and your eyes, and, you know, you're getting smacked in the face with whatever they throw at you, and it's crazy. The competitions are crazy. You can never, by watching the show on TV, you do not understand how challenging the competitions are and how physically exerting they are, but it was so cool.
Well, I'm glad you touched base on that, because I think that, like, a lot of people really don't understand. I mean, you came from a different aspect. Like, you actually, I think that, if it's not true, do I remember, you actually applied for Big Brother before your sister, right? Did you apply for Big Brother before?
I had filled out an application for Big Brother, but I never got in the casting process. So I think I might have sent one in, an application, but I never got, like, to the Robin cast casting, or, like, I never got anywhere with.
Yeah, well, I like what you said, because you were like, you know, you were emotionally invested because you had a family member on it. So you had a different type of emotion. But then just being in the house, it is so different than watching it. Don't you think it's easy to be at home and to be able to just say, oh, I could do this. It's so easy. I don't understand why people do that. I mean, it is so hard emotionally, physically, mentally. Gosh, I mean, there's just so much going on in that house that – people don't realize it. So I'm glad you made a point of that.
It is. It's like, I just could not believe how hard the challenges were. I'm like, this looks so silly on TV, and then it's the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm a yoga instructor. I teach hot yoga for 90 minutes. Like, people are dripping, sweating in my classes. You look like you've just jumped in a pool with all your clothes on. And then you do the Big Brother competitions. I'm like, oh, whatever, you know. I sit there and drip sweat. My hair's soaking wet in my yoga classes. I'm like, you know, yoga master. I can do anything. And then I'm like, wait. Okay, I'm freezing cold. We're having these competitions in the evening when it's so cold and windy in that backyard. And you have the walls of the backyard just kind of block out all the natural sunlight. So you just don't have any kind of warmth. And it's just, it's almost, they're like unbearable. It's crazy how difficult the competitions are.
Absolutely, Cherry. I know you had a question, Cherry. Go ahead, Cherry. I know you had a question. Are you on, Cherry? I know we were losing her because of her internet. We lost Cherry. Alyssa, now I wanted to ask you about America's favorite player. Okay. So, finding that out, there must have been a lot of emotions. Do you think it, like, in the end hurt you or helped you, I think, or a little bit of both? I think that it did a little bit of both. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think a little bit of both, but you guys just didn't even see the first week, like, full out. I mean, they were after me. I mean, the second day in the DR, I was like, I don't know what to do. They're all, like, following me around, telling everyone I'm Rachel's sister, and I haven't even, like, full out told anyone yet. And I mean, like, they, like, day one were looking for targets, you know, everyone was. So, I mean, within an hour of being in that house, I was already a target. So, I mean, it just, you know, in Big Brother, you look for any excuse for someone to become a target. Like, if somebody looked at you the wrong way, somebody would be like, I woke up this morning and she looked at me the wrong way, so I'm going to nominate her because I don't trust her anymore. You know, but
she caught me in the laundry line. No, she didn't. She's going up. Like, it's like that, right, Alyssa? I mean, that's how ridiculous it is.
It's so ridiculous it is. It's like, I cannot believe this game. But then when you, like, on the outside looking in, you're like, well, I mean, I guess that's like, those are about the only things that people can get mad at each other about because, I mean, it's just crazy. So basically, I think that, you know, getting MVP, it helped me because I was able to stay in the game and make a nomination that was a bigger target than me. So that definitely, I was so thankful for it because honestly, I feel like that was my only opportunity to play the game because nobody wanted to work with me. I was always everyone's target from day one. Like, Helen wanted to work with me, but since we could never form a solid alliance with anyone else because everyone else was so against me, it just, like, I could never play the game how I wanted to. So, honestly, getting the MVP allowed me to play the game for, you know, 3 weeks. So that was awesome because I love being strategic. I feel like I made really good nominations for really strong players that would have never worked with me anyway. So I think getting David, Nick, and Jeremy out the first 3 weeks was, like, such I feel like they were really exciting, entertaining weeks of Big Brother because nobody knew what was going to happen. So for me, I honestly was just so grateful to get MVP. It was so cool to win that. It gave me a confidence boost because I was feeling really upset that, you know, I really put my – not like I put myself out there because it was the opportunity of a lifetime, but I really wanted to make alliances with people, and I wanted to play the game strategically, and I wanted to, you know, give it all I had because it is the opportunity of a lifetime. So when I knew that everyone was targeting me and, you know, just, like, telling everyone in the house I was Rachel's sister, like, nobody would keep it a secret. Like, if I was like, you know, can we just, like, keep this between us? Like, you know, even if they suspect it, I don't really want to admit it because I don't want to go home. So
yeah.
Nobody, it was just, it sucked because I wanted to work with people so bad and I never had the opportunity to. So I was so grateful to have the MVP twist because, I mean, I got to stay in the game. But I also feel like if other players were strategic, I feel like other people could have had the opportunity to win MVP as well. I just think that this season we didn't have it. Like it was such a weird gameplay season.
Okay, now, what do you think about like the whole racism thing? I mean, coming out of the house, I'm sure you were probably shocked about all the crazy stories going around.
Michelle, can
what?
before we get off the MVP thing and Alyssa's
first. Because we could talk about that issue for a little bit. Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, okay. Kind of a follow-up. Alyssa, did you ever feel like you wish you had told everybody immediately who your sister was, kind of like Willie Hantz in his season? Do you think that would have made any difference?
No. Did you guys, saw who we were playing with? They didn't care. They wanted to get me out. They didn't care if I told them I was, you know, related to the president. They just wanted me out of the house. So,
yeah.
No, they wouldn't have cared if I said, you know, like, no, I just look like her. They wouldn't have cared. They would have said they wanted to vote me out because I looked like Rachel, even if I wasn't related to Rachel. They did not care. They wanted me out of the house because I was an easy target. And I feel like, you know, I did tell people, like, anyone that tried to have a conversation with me and built any kind of relationship with me and wasn't just ignoring me and going behind my back and telling everyone I was Rachel's sister, I admitted it to them. But, I mean, I don't think it would have been a good move for me to just, like, walk in and be like, hi, I'm Alyssa Slater, and I'm Rachel Riley's sister. Like, I just feel like,
yeah.
I don't...
You have to keep that a secret.
Like, yeah, it was something I felt like if other people were siblings, or it was something like I felt like I could use to my advantage, but also something that they could use to their, like, to, it was just like kind of something I felt like was mine to share with people that wanted to become alliances with me. And it wasn't like a way I introduced myself regularly, so I just feel like it would be an awkward way to go into the Big Brother house. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I just, when I started having relationships with the people, I did tell them, and I think it was probably the first day three that I probably told everyone because I had told, like, McCray, and McCray told Judd, and Judd told Aaron, and Aaron told the whole house, and so then I was just like, you know, yes, I'm Rachel's sister. I don't know. I don't think it mattered what I said. I think that because I am Rachel's sister, but even because we looked alike, they wanted me out of the house.
You were pretty emotionally raked over the coals for a number of weeks early on, and it was really hard to watch.
Yeah.
It was really hard to watch.
The what part? I'm so sorry.
Early on in the first few weeks, you were really emotionally raked over the coals. And
it was
so hard to watch.
It was.
My
it
heart
was hard.
Broke for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was hard. We had this season, it was so, like, inhumane, I feel like. Our players were, like, they were vicious. Like, they didn't care what they had to do to make you feel like you were, like, nothing. They would try to do it. So it was, and I honestly am such a positive person, and I love lifting people up, and I love making people feel good about themselves, and I love encouraging people, and I come from a family that's very close-knit, and my sister and I are best friends, and I don't tear people down. I don't. And when, like, any comments I ever made about behavior being gross or it offended me, it's because we were having conversations about it, and most of the things I said were because they were making comments that were so derogatory, I just couldn't stomach it. It was so offensive. It was like, it was bad behavior. So, yeah, it definitely, it was crazy. It was emotionally draining, and I do work with people that are so uplifting that I think it was just a shock to my system, because I feel like I strive so hard to try to give back or, like, to make a positive impact in people's lives, and that's really my goal, my life goal, and I am a mom and I am a wife, and when you're, I just feel like you have that sensitivity that you wouldn't want someone to treat your child like that, so why would you ever treat someone else like that, or even, like, I just want to make a positive contribution, like, I felt like you can play the game strategically without being derogatory. So, yeah,
there was a lot going on this season, Alyssa. I mean, it was a lot more than what we all bargained for, and sir, as yourself. And what I had said earlier, mentioned earlier, what were your thoughts about the whole racism card and how it played out, how some of your castmates lost their jobs and the aftermath? I mean, you experienced a lot of it, and to come out and realize that you weren't crazy, that this was happening, was it like a righteousness? Like, you were like, yeah. Or was it sad that this actually was being perceived as the way it was?
I just think it was shocking. I said, like, every day in the house, if you watch live feeds, I'm like, is this real life? Like, they've got to be joking. Like, that's what I thought. Like, I'm like, they have to be acting. I mean, people don't act this poorly. Like, there is no way somebody could say those things. And, like, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I was astonished, like, literally shell-shocked. I could not believe what I was hearing every single day. And I was just like, I felt so bad. I was just like, I'm like, I feel like I should be on, like, you know, some fit club show or, like, something where I'm like, yeah, you go, girl, like, let's lift you up. Like, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I mean, there is no amount of money that can make me say the things that they said. And, I mean, honestly, I feel like, girl, it's still going on from the house guests. They make up different names to go under. They still are doing this. They still think that we're playing Big Brother. Like, they'll make up different names and, like, still, you know, the stuff is still going on outside of the house. Just they can hide behind computers and do things like that to people.
Wow.
So it's just.
So who have you been in contact with, like, outside the show? Like, who do you stay in contact with?
I stay in contact with Helen, with Candace, Jesse, and Judd. And, I mean, Caitlin also, I think she's a nice girl, but kind of got mixed in with, you know, not the greatest alliance. And I feel like I feel like, you know, everyone in the house is talking the way that, you know, was offensive, and I feel like Caitlin kind of got in the mix of it, but I think she's a nice girl, and, you know, that's it. I mean, I think I really like Helen a lot, and I like Candace a lot, and Jesse. She's so sweet. Judd is awesome. I mean, I don't know. His dad sent my husband and I Tennessee wine that they had made, and that was awesome. We loved it so much, and it was really special. So I definitely, I mean, I love Judd's family. They're like, you know, they felt just the same as everyone else. They're like, oh, my gosh, get my son out of there. You know, like, they were just, you know, it's just not, I don't know. It was definitely very uncomfortable to, you know, even talk about outside of the game most of the relationships with the people. But, yeah,
I'm sure as I mean, it's, you know, and the thing is that we actually got to live it with you. So hearing your emotions, it's kind of like surreal because we totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, I feel for you, and but I think at the same time, you did such a wonderful job being able to be civilized and deal with it. And, you know, Judd was on here a few weeks ago. Candace was on here a few weeks ago. And, you know, I let them tell their side. And, you know, it's going to stick with you. I mean, you have such wonderful fans that love you, and I know I'm sure that we have a lot of callers. Paul, do we have a lot of callers? And Miss Alyssa, are you willing to take some callers? Because there's some people that have been sending me messages for the past few weeks. Can't wait to talk to you. So is it okay if we take some callers?
Yeah, of course. I can't wait.
Awesome.
Let's
Paul,
bring
do
up,
we have some callers lined up?
Let's bring up Daniel.
Hey, everyone.
Daniel, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Michelle and Alyssa Slater.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. I'm going to take this opportunity just to give Daniel a little bit of time to settle down. But, Alyssa, this is one huge fan of yours, a regular here on the Rad Reality Show. And I remember talking to my first Big Brother person on air, and I know he's a bit nervous. So, Daniel, say hi to Alyssa.
Just breathe, Daniel. Just breathe, baby.
I'm going to get you for that fall. Hey, Alyssa. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
So, I am just a huge fan. I was watching the live feeds this year, and I was my chat name was Brent Alyssa Army. I was defending you every single day because people kept attacking you. I just am a huge fan of yours.
Well, thank you so much. That's awesome. And I definitely love all of my fans and appreciate your support to the court. It means the world to me.
So what has been your favorite thing that you've done since you've been out of the house?
Good question, Daniel.
Yeah, that is. Everything has been awesome. Like, obviously, I just am, like, cherishing the little things in life that you do without for 3 months. Like, even, I don't know, like, going out to dinner with my family and, like, just relaxing at home and, like, you know, cuddling my son and just, like, getting to enjoy being a civilized human being, having positive, uplifting conversations with people is amazing. And reading books that are intelligent is something that I definitely miss because I'm kind of an avid reader, but I just like learning. And so it was really difficult not learning things in the Big Brother house because I feel like I'm always, like, wanting to do something new and explore new projects, and I always have something new I want to strive for. So not having goals in the Big Brother house were definitely, it was, like, a really big struggle because you can't, like, really only, the only goals you could have would be, like, fitness goals or, like, you know, saying you want to make it to a certain day, but, like, just, like, you know, working is even amazing. Getting to interact with my fans, oh, that is, like, it made the whole experience worthwhile, and definitely, you know, just contributing. Like, I love all, my fans are just awesome, just how they, you know, say, like, you know, if they felt down, and then just the way I handled the situation, like, uplifted them. It's just been, everything's been awesome. Filming The Bold and the Beautiful, was so cool because my sister and I, my Nana, my mom's mom, she used to babysit my sister and I if my parents would go out to dinner or go on dates or whatever. And so my Nana would watch The Bold and the Beautiful. So she would always, like, she wouldn't really let my sister and I watch the entire episode, but she would come in and, like, explain who the characters were. And this is literally probably since we were, like, 6 years old. Like, maybe a little bit older, but she would talk about The Bold and the Beautiful all the time. So seriously, like, Ridge, Taylor, Brooke, they've been in my family, Stephanie, for, like, my entire lifetime. So getting to be on The Bold and the Beautiful, I seriously felt like it was, like, my Nana passed away 3 years ago. So I felt like it was, like, her, like, being a guardian angel and, like, looking down on us. Like, I just could, like, see her being, like, she would seriously die if she knew.
It was so great seeing you on there with Rachel.
Yeah,
it was so cool seeing you on there with Rachel and Brendan and everyone the other day. I was so thrilled. And they got so many things in. Paul played a clip. Yes, let's do. They got so many things in within a 20-second clip. We could not believe it. Paul, let's play that clip real
quick.
Only 20 seconds.
Alyssa, hey, it's good to see you.
Hey, so, where have you been?
Jury duty.
Wow, well, it's good to have you back. Bikini's not the same without its MVP.
Alyssa, I think we have a little bit of an ant problem.
Ah, I guess we'll have to call the exterminators.
They got Alyssa's real name in. They got the MVP. They got the jury mentioned. They got the ants, which is the real returning house guest of the Big Brother house, and they got the exterminators mentioned, all in 20 seconds flat.
Whoa. I know. It was
That's amazing
awesome.
Writing.
I know. It was so cool. It was so fun. And that girl, Hope, she is so sweet. I mean, obviously, you know, Kimberly Mutko, or I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she is, like, one of the nicest girls I've ever met and just, like, so fun to work with. And she made me feel so comfortable talking to her because, I mean, I seriously, like, The Bold and the Beautiful is a part of the Riley family. Like, it is something that we have all grown up with. So being around all of them was just, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm really doing that. So it was so
now,
cool.
Now, I'm curious, who wrote those lines? Did any of you guys have input, or is one of the writers a huge Big Brother fan?
No, I think that Casey, I know Casey, he is a Big Brother fan, and I'm not sure, I don't know if he writes or contributes, but I know that they're Big Brother fans, so they just came up with a genius script. It was awesome.
That was an amazing fun.
Yeah, I want to do it again. I'm like, I'll always come back as the bikini MVP. Anytime I'll call the exterminators. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, if Rachel was reporting to me, I was technically her manager. So I don't know. Maybe I can come back as the bikini manager.
There you go.
So funny. Thank you so much, Daniel, for calling in. Do you have any more questions for Alyssa?
No, I'm sure there's many other callers that want to call in. I just want to say thank you, Alyssa, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
And next up, we have another longtime listener of our show. We have the wonderful Miss Kansas coming up with us. Kansas, how are you?
Where is Kansas? Sorry.
See, I forgot that I'm supposed to click on those things. I apologize. Kansas.
Yay.
Let's go.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Kansas.
You're on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. I'll tell you, I could talk to you forever, Alyssa. There's so much I could yak with you about.
Start a conversation first, girlfriend.
But the one thing I wanted to say to you big time, thank you for the fun and the humor. This season, like you, Alyssa, it hurt my heart too, watching this awful season. It did. It made me cry. It made me so sick and sad at times. But you brought humor. I want to thank you for that night when you were doing yoga, when they were having a big fight. That was so freaking funny. We all talked about it. We loved it. It was funny as anything. You're doing your yoga in the middle of this argument. It was wonderful. And then when that disgusting Amanda, and a lot of these people like her here, I don't, but when she was up in the HOH room and you were hysterical and she was crying, Alyssa, I was laughing my tush off along with your girlfriend.
You guys don't understand. Like, the girl is an actress. Like, those are fake. Like, that, she's,
BS. I know.
I wouldn't laugh, like, in someone's face if it was, like, but it's, like, seriously, like, everyone knew it was all, you know, make-believe, but
But it was beautiful, Alyssa. It was so wonderful, and I laughed along with you. I truly loved it.
Thank you so much. I know, girl, I was just like, is this really happening, like, all the time? I'm like, you know, we're going to be called over for a fight. I'm like, I just want to do yoga. Like, I can't handle it. I just, it was so bizarre. I just couldn't even believe it. I was like, is this seriously happening? I mean, every day, I could not believe it.
You know what you know what it was, Alyssa, honestly, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. The production really made a terrible mistake. And they didn't just do you a disservice. They did a disservice to the whole cast. And this is why, okay? I think you can understand to some degree, you know, why the cast members. Now, what they, the way they treated you was deplorable. There was no need for any of that. That was horrible. But you can see where they would maybe be resentful because of you being being Rachel's sister. What they should have done was make it a whole cast of family members. This would have been so much better. Think about it, you guys. We could have had Dan Gieseling's wife or his sister being on the show. We could have had Evil Dick's son. He's a great-looking guy. We could have had him on.
I mean, my brother's pretty good-looking, and he's not as crazy as me.
Family members, Janelle's husband, or a family member of hers, Will. What about his wife, Erin? Or does he have a brother? It would have been so much better, and it would have been fair. Alyssa, you wouldn't have been treated the way you were. It would have been an even keel. And this, I mean, you can understand to some degree why the cast members were resentful of you. The way they treated you, no. They never in a million years should have treated you the way they did. But I could understand the resentment for that. But, I mean, wouldn't it have been better, Alyssa, to have had all family members and have it be fair that way? It would have been a great season to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping Dan's sister or his wife was going to be on.
Yes,
it would
have been excellent.
I'm those fans. Like, honestly, like, I'm like, somebody charitable, like, at least that has, like, golden aspirations in life. I'm like, you know, like, somebody nice, you know, that, like, you would have played, I felt like Dan played a strategic, hard, but, like, amazing game. Like, even my sister, like, she played, like, a strategic game. Like, it wasn't, like, she never, like, was the one, you know, really, I don't know. It just wasn't as abrasive as our season. So, but you know, I for productions to give them credit, like I think that they honestly like were shocked and astonished with the behavior as well. And I mean, I know these guys are like geniuses and they're like masterminds. So, but I just don't know if they thought it was going to be as critical as it was. Like, I think that part of them, like, thought that maybe they would think it was cool I was Rachel's sister. So, because, I mean, if I was playing with Dan's sister or his wife, I would be like, oh, my gosh, I want to make an alliance with her. I'm going to try to team up with her and make it to the end, and then we can fight it out in the final two. Or, like, I would try to team up with somebody that I admired, you know? But, yeah, it was crazy. So
it was unfair to you. It was unfair to everybody, and that's not your fault.
Just love, we have, Alyssa, so many Big Brother fans that listened to this show and have from the very beginning, and they always come up with some very creative casting ideas, and I think that sounds like a really good one there, Kansas. Do you watch, Alyssa, do you watch Survivor, Blood versus Water?
Exactly. Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Survivor fan. So, yeah,
and that's
so
cool. And what they're doing now is great.
It is. I like the fact that they separated them. And
exactly.
At the same time, it's like part of the game because they don't want certain people in, so they're going to take their family member out. So it's kind of like a dynamic where it's exciting and different and not just like you know what's going to happen, basically. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's
yeah,
kind of like
crazy.
As we were watching the season of Big Brother, we knew what was happening, and we knew
right.
who was getting ganged up on. And
exactly.
You know, even though you made it out, Alyssa, you know, by winning and stuff like that, you know, you were ganged up on a lot. And
it was horrible.
Unfortunately,
yes.
This season there was a gang up of a lot of different scenarios. So, you know, it is what it is. I think that maybe Alyssa could have made it farther because of some other circumstances that happened because of the scenario that was given to her. And I'm glad it was utilized in a good way. Like people said, okay, Alyssa is a asset because she is probably going to be MVP. I'm glad they looked at it like that. I mean,
right.
There's still gameplay involved. There was gameplay involved. Unfortunately, there was other things that happened. And, you know,
I think they figured, like, if they kept me around, then they could just all talk about me the entire season. So it would give them someone to talk about that with, like, a mutual, like, no one cares. So, I mean, I don't know. I definitely, like, everyone always wants to keep the target around that's bigger than themselves. So,
well,
you know.
That is certainly a strategy. I want to just interject here. If there are more people that are listening to this podcast that would like to call in and ask questions, our number is 347-237-5506. And we do have people that just listen to the show on that number. If you want to join us, you need to press the 1 on your keypad. That lets us know that you want to come on air with us. And I also want to mention to you, Cherry, at some point we do have a few chat questions that I've been collecting. But Kansas, did you have anything else?
Just a really fun story about Alyssa I wanted to share, because I don't know if anybody knows, but a lot of us are really big Housewives fans. And Alyssa was on actually an Anderson Cooper talk show with Kim Zolciak, you know, from Housewives of Atlanta. And it was about bridezillas, of all things.
It was about what?
Bridezillas.
Really?
Yeah, so one of my friends was a producer for that show, and she called me, and she's like, we are desperate. We need a bride. Like, we need someone to come on our show and just, like, talk to Kim Zolciak. She knew I was a Housewives fan, so she's like, will you do it? You'll get, like, a honeymoon out of it, and just, like, you know, come on and say whatever, just, like, make up some crazy stories and have fun with it. So those girls
were... Was that made
like,
up about you making your girlfriend take her braces off?
No, my friend, Brandy really was one of my bridesmaids, but the other girl wasn't even my bridesmaid. We just, like, seriously made up those stories because she asked me to do the show, so I was like, sure, why not? Like, if we get a honeymoon out of it. But I wanted to meet Kim Zolciak because, you know,
yeah,
love
we love her.
She's one of my favorites, by
I
the way.
I know.
So
we
awesome.
Just love her. Well, that's what I was hoping you didn't make your girlfriend take her braces off. That was my big
no,
question.
That's no, that was very,
said
no, my
friend, your
friend. She said, like some of the fans were like, did she really do that? My friend's like, okay, let me just tell you about how we made these stories up. I mean,
that's awesome.
It's cool.
To make it up. Like, they were like, yeah, just come on and do, like, say some fun things and, like, so we made up, like, this color book. I had this color book from, I did hair in high school, like, my junior and senior year. We could take off-campus college classes if we had finished all our credits and been accepted to colleges. So my junior and senior year of high school, I could leave every day after second period and take cosmetology school. So we would go to the cosmetology school through a community college and take classes. So by the time I graduated high school, I had my cosmetology license. So for my first job to apply for this job, like, I made this color book, and, like, it had all different hair colors that I thought were awesome, and, like, celebrities that I love their hair. So, yeah, we brought on the hair book, and we're talking about how, like, we picked out these colors for the girls to dye their hair. Yeah, that never happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
this is adorable.
Yeah. But, hey, I am in love with Anderson Cooper as well. And
oh, my God. I adore him. He is so awesome.
Yeah, I know. He's my favorite. And I was like, I will stay whatever to hang out with Anderson Cooper. Are you kidding me? I'm like, what do you need me to do? I'm like, and this gets to be fun. You're going to fly my girlfriend out, too? Like, sure, done. And we got to hang out with Anderson Cooper and everything. It was so awesome.
That was a great question, Kansas. I appreciate it. I need to tell somebody that's listening on the phone. I tried to screen them, and they couldn't hear me because they had their computer up. Area code 330, we can't bring you up until I can screen you off air, so I'll try again later. But, Kansas, thank you, and we are getting a bunch
of calls.
Thank you, Kansas, my little
thank
love button.
Thank you so much.
Usual. Come back soon.
It was wonderful talking to you, Alyssa. I think you're such a sweetheart. And once again, thank you. Thank you for standing up for the racism in the house where others didn't. And, I was there with you. How you felt,
hey,
I felt. And I'm glad you were there for these people that felt so awful.
I want to tell you, can I tell her one thing before she hangs up?
Go ahead, girl.
I have gotten videos from fans that said that they were bullied and depressed and on the verge of, like, they didn't want to live anymore because they felt like they were so attacked. And
yeah.
I have videos that people have sent me that just said, like, you have been, like, my inspiration. And if you can laugh through the things that they said about you,
exactly.
It gives us all hope. And they just told me, like, different people, how they've been bullied. And there are these beautiful high school and even college girls that are gorgeous, stunning, that the mean girls are jealous of, and they're getting put down and internet bullied every day. And people are making up different screen names so they can hide behind a computer and beat
right.
them up and attack them and bully them and make up lies and twist their words. And these girls are worthy of being here. And these girls are beautiful. And these girls have so much to live for. And they have people that adore them. So the people that encourage these girls and these boys and lift them up are the people that matter in their lives. And just to be able to even, like, hear those stories, I'm like, I would go through that any day because I realize, like, the point is if I can be an example for the girls and boys who have written me letters and sent me videos and said they were bullied, you know, I would do that all over again because what I thought is I'm like, I have a family that loves me. And whether or not you guys do, that's not what's important. I know who I am, and I know I'm worthy of the people's love who love me. And I don't care what you think. And I feel like that's, like, a message we need to give out to all the young girls and all the young boys who are bullied and treated poorly because people are jealous of them or they just want someone to be mean to because they feel bad about themselves. But it's just so, I mean, you read these stories, you know, that little girl from Florida, you know, committed suicide a couple weeks
yeah.
ago. This girl
yeah.
in my husband's hometown, Regina, Saskatchewan, she killed herself. She's this gorgeous, beautiful, precious little girl because people are online bullying her. Like this
right.
precious,
horrible.
Beautiful little girl. It's awful, and it just is disgusting. And I just want my fans to know, like, that's not the kind of behavior that is acceptable. Like, it's not what you need, what you should admire. Like, there's so much negativity in the world, and, like, the last thing we need to do is contribute to it, because it is, it's bad behavior. And I know I said it was gross behavior, and I said it was disgusting behavior, and I still stick to that. I think that the things that are said that, to degrade other people, I think it's disgusting behavior. I think it's bad.
Amen. I agree.
And
thank
will,
you so much
I will
again.
Stand by saying
lots
that.
Lots of love
so.
To you, Alyssa.
Yeah,
thank
you can't miss. Have a good
so
night.
So glad
here,
I got
Liz.
To talk to you. Thank you for letting me talk to Alyssa. Have a wonderful
You're
evening,
welcome.
You guys.
Bye, doll.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jerry.
Oh, gosh, so much. Go ahead, Paul.
I just said Jerry because she's back seeing the switchboard, so that's good. And I will screen the calls now that you have control again. Go ahead, sweetie.
Excellent. Miss Alyssa, now, what if, like, what's your plan for, like, the future? I know you probably have a lot of different appearances you're making and stuff. Like, is there anything you want to talk about with listeners or somewhere that they can go and meet you or some kind of cause that you're working on?
Well, I definitely, right now, on my website, I put up different charities, and I'm trying to do a different one every month of just things that I support. And this month I was doing one for women in need that have, you know, just had, like, tragic circumstances in their lives. And this ministry, like, really contributes to the women. It's an all-women's organization, and it's uplifting, and Joyce Meyer supports them. The St. Louis Rams quarterback head coach supports them. Nikki Taylor supports this charity, and it's, like, a totally credible, reliable ministry that helps and serves women, and they get to live in a safe, loving environment, and the ministry, like, just rebuilds their helps these women rebuild their lives into, you know, women of success that can go back out in the world and be successful. So that's what I'm doing this month. And you know, I donated a couple $1,000 to them from my winnings, because I believe in, you know, giving 10% of all my earnings back to, I try to do, like, a Christian organization that I support. And so I chose them, and then I'm going to, this month, I'll probably do the Michelle's Place on my website, if they'll allow me to put that link to my website, just because Michelle's Place is something that we're doing for Reality Rally, and
I will be there. It will be my fifth year, so I can't wait to see you.
Yay, me either. I'm so excited. Yeah, so I think that the month of November, I'm going to do Michelle's Place on my website. So whatever items that I put for auction are going to be donated. The money's going to be donated, or I'll put a link where you can donate the money that whoever the highest bidder is can give to the Michelle's Place organization. So I'm really excited about this one as well, because obviously breast cancer is such a huge disease that affects so many women, and it's been in my family from generation to generation, and if we can all work together to somehow find a cure, that would be amazing.
That would be, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Toys for Tots event in New Hampshire, which I have been a part of, so is Cowboy, and a lot of actual past Big Brother people, future Big Brother people, a lot of fans, and Big Brother Canada will be attending this year. And I'm not sure if you're able to make it, but if you can get up to New Hampshire December 5th through the 8th, you can come and do a parade, get toys for kids, meet the Marines, meet the kids. It's pretty awesome, actually, Alyssa. We will talk later if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah, of course. I definitely am. And I feel like any kind of charity then, I want to be a part of it. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like obviously you have to, like, find the ones that you're passionate about so you can actually, like, indulge in it and, like, make a difference. But, yeah, I definitely, like, Toys for Tots.
I mean, you get to see the kids. Like, we actually see the kids open the toys and everything, and it's so awesome. We get to be in the parade with the kids, with everybody. It's so awesome event. Cherry, who's on the phone, she will be, this is her second year. I was the one that started off with the BB fan club who started off. So to see it excel with Glass House coming, and there was just so many people, and you would have so much fun, Alyssa. Oh, my God. You would love to see the little kids open up the gifts. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I know. I would love to do it. Yeah, for sure. Definitely, I want to be a part of it.
Now, I got a question for you. Speaking about family, I mean, you have a little one. How has it been for your family? I mean, that must have been a roller coaster ride for them. Like, how is everything with them? And hopefully they haven't had any, you know, people bothering them, which unfortunately I'm sure they had. But how is their experience with the entire Big Brother kind of life?
You know, I think my husband is totally used to it from my sister being involved. And my husband was just so proud of me. And he knew that, you know, like, obviously I just am a strong, like, if something's wrong to me, it's wrong, and I cannot pretend it's right. And I am, like, I'm just, like, such a, I will stand my ground. Like, if somebody's doing something that is not right, I'm like, you know, I'm not 16 anymore. I can't go along with the crowd. It's just not my style, and it's not something that I will ever do. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, and I don't like doing that because I get called out for it, but we are getting a ton of people showing up on the switchboard, and I really would love everybody, your fans, to get an opportunity to talk. So the people that do come up on the air when Cherry brings you up, please just
be quick.
Cherry, can you hear me? Cherry. I can't hear Cherry. Okay.
Well, I think she's having an issue with her internet, so that,
okay,
you know.
All right.
So
all
let's
right.
Get them up there if you can, Paul, because we don't want to be blocking
up
the phone lines. We knew this was going to happen.
We have
Juan
from D.C. We have Juan from D.C. on the phone line right now.
Hello, guys.
Mr. Juan, what's up?
Am I dreaming right now?
You are, listen, I'm pinching you. I'm pinching you through the airwaves, baby. You are on Manic Mondays. You are speaking with the Portuguese princess and the fabulous Alyssa. What do you have to say, baby? The floor is yours.
What an honor it is to be talking to Super Alyssa. I'm obsessed.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Me too. The feelings are mutual.
Oh, I got a question.
Sure.
What was one positive thing you learned about yourself from this whole experience?
Good question.
I like questions
like that. Yeah.
I learned how much I appreciate, you know, the way I was raised. I feel like I've always loved my parents so much, and when we were growing up, my sister and I were very sheltered, and we weren't allowed to do anything that other normal teenagers were allowed to do, and my mom still is all the time on top of my sister and I, you know, like, trying to tell us, like, what to do, and I just feel like I'm so thankful for, you know, my parents, the value system that they instilled in my sister and I, and I think that just how important it is, how much of an impact, like, your presence can be to someone else. Like, I feel like, you know, hearing some of the feedback from the people who have been supporting me, it's so touching, and you know,
yep.
having positive influence on people, and just even people that care about what you say, you know, even though you may not realize, like, being on TV, like, you are some kind of role model, whether it's a negative role model or a positive role model. People are looking to what you're doing to either either do the same thing as what you're doing or looking at your behavior like, oh, gosh, I never want to be like that. So, I mean,
right.
I definitely realized that. And just, like, I realized, like, how much I love the people I have in my life. I'm like, you know what? I love them so much. I feel just, you know, I mean,
right.
I feel
no,
like so much.
Let
I'm
it
sorry.
Go, girlfriend. Let it go.
Yeah,
I love it. She's just so happy about it. I love it.
I just want to say thank you so much for calling in, Juan. That was a great question. And
thank you, Juan.
I did
we're
going to
move on.
Alyssa,
we've got a ton of people on the switchboard
yep.
right now. We've got a bunch of callers. So we're going to move on to Karen from North Carolina. How are you,
hello,
Karen? What question do you have for Alyssa?
Let's go, guys.
Hey. This is, you might know me by my Twitter name, KB.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Yes. I just wanted to ask you if I was watching the live feeds. This was the first time that I've ever done that, and that was because of you. But I wanted to ask you if you realized what an impact and how Gina Marie would change for the positive when she was around you as opposed to how she was when she was around some of the other house guests.
Yes, I did. And I do. I love all of your tweets. Your positive, inspirational tweets are amazing. And I thank you so much for your support. Yes, I definitely realized it. And I thought it was unfortunate for Gina Marie because I think, like, just when Helen and I would talk with Gina Marie, you just saw this totally, like, this heart, a heart wide open. And I'm like, wow, this girl, you know, is a nice person. And then it was just like, you know, I guess just how, you know, the majority of people are, they just want to fit in. And I think that she thought that that was the way to fit in with the other people because that's the way that the majority of our house's behavior was. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely, everyone noticed. And, I mean, not, like, everybody noticed. So, yes, I definitely, I wish that from the beginning she had, I wish Jesse, myself, Candace, Helen, and her could have worked together because I think she could have been, like, just, like, such a, you know, I think she could have been a firecracker and one that people could enjoy and have nothing to say about if she hadn't hung out with the people she did.
Exactly.
Great answer.
I was on the Team Alyssa chat room, and we were all just sitting there saying, you know, Gina Marie, stick with Alyssa, stick with Alyssa. We like you now. And it was just so disheartening when y'all didn't make a final two. And then to see her attitude just so totally change and say some very hurtful things. But I want to say also, and I'll let you go, rock on with the Christian values. You stuck to them no matter what was going on in that house. I mean, I watch a lot of reality shows, and people will come in with their Bibles, but they don't live the Christian life. And you were in such a terrible, terrible situation, and you held your Christian values. And as a fellow Christian and a fellow North Carolinian, thank you for that. And
oh,
I just really appreciate that.
Thank you,
that
Karen.
Was a good call. Thank you, Karen. So sweet. Karen,
thank you so much
for your call.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Karen.
Got a little caller.
So sweet.
And, I think she was a first-time caller, so applause for her. Woo-hoo.
Absolutely. We do this for our first-time callers.
If you're listening, Karen, it's a little delayed, but there you go, babe.
And we're going to move on to another caller now. Stephen is on air with us. Stephen, you're on with Michelle and Alyssa Slater. How are you?
I am so excited to talk with all of you. How are you?
Fantastic, Stephen. Thank you. How are you?
Michelle. I'm amazing. I got to say, like, this whole summer, I didn't go and get a tan. I just sat there and watched all the seasons of Big Brother because Alyssa got me addicted to it. And I watched season 10 all over. You were amazing. You were passionate. And, girl, just you were off the hook.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And you know what? I'm wearing the unitard right now. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I'm wearing it, and I'm working it.
Thank you so much. You have the fabulous Alyssa. What's your question, babe?
So my question is for Alyssa. Alyssa, you were really, like, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big supporter of yours. And I want to know more about the experience of actually being in that house this season, because I watched, I feel like the hotter version of Ian Terry now, because I've watched so much. My question is more like, this season seemed more like the most passive-aggressive season I've ever seen of Big Brother. And do you think that that environment, it sounds like you've come up from such a great family and a great support. Do you think that people were taking things that you said out of context, and then when you came into that final HOH, and you were like, okay, finally, I'm going to play the game, which people should have really been doing from the get-go. Do you think that could have caused all of a sudden people to freak out, and that's why maybe they reacted the way that they did, because nobody was really playing the game before?
That's a great question. I'm going to put Stephen, I'm going to put you on hold to listen to her answer. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Steve.
I didn't even hear what his whole question was.
Okay, we'll bring him back up again. I'm sorry, Stephen. A shorter question.
No worries.
Sorry.
So do you think that the passive-aggressive nature of the way that the game kind of started, obviously without the blowouts, do you think when you came in and won that HOH and the fact that you were like, okay, I want people to play, do you think that that may have attributed it to the fact that way people started treating you?
It definitely, the thing that happened with Amanda specifically was that I was the only girl left in the house to be mean to, aside from Gina Marie. So her and Jesse would get in these knockdown, drag-out fights, but Jesse would, stand her ground and not let her push her around, where it wasn't worth it to me to say anything back to her, because I knew that I was not being passive aggressive, to her at all. And I just feel like, I did what I had to do. I was HOH. You have to nominate two people. It wasn't anything against them. It was just, I felt like my best game move. So I definitely wanted to get one of my targets out that week. And I felt like, the only way to get my targets out were to ensure that there were two big targets on the block and that there was one target off the block in case one of them won the power veto. So I don't think that it was necessarily definitely was worse on me when I did win HOH, but I don't know. I think it was just, bad throughout the house. I think that the fact was that I did not, the only things that I ever said as far as negative comments would be if I was having a conversation with someone and they said, how do you feel about the way she said this? Everything negative that I said was after people asked me about, the way Amanda came in and attacked me. And so I would say, I thought the behavior was gross. It was awful. But whatever, it's not like the first time, she did it to Jesse as well. So I don't know.
I think you kind of reacted to how you had to. Any normal person would have done the same thing, if not even more, I think you were pretty calm about it. So
everyone in the house was like, I can't believe that she did that. That was so awful, and that was so this, and that was so that. I'm like, yeah, I think it's, there's got to be something not right there. It's disgusting behavior. It just is not the way you treat another person. So, I don't know. It was my best way. Obviously, I wasn't going to get in a screaming match with someone. Obviously, I would not get, involved in a confrontation with someone. But, you do still have feelings about the way you're treated that you want to talk with about to your other people in the house, you still have feelings. Like, even though you're not getting in a fight with someone, doesn't mean you don't have an opinion on the way that things played out. Yeah, of course I had an opinion. Of course I didn't like it. Of course I was just like, whoa, like, where does this even come from? Like, yeah, all day, every day, I have an opinion. It's just like, you know, it wasn't a confrontational opinion. It was just the way I felt. So,
right. Well, we'll move on. We've got tons of callers loaded up on the switchboard. We're going to take Adam now. Adam, thank you for waiting on the switchboard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Terry?
Wonderful. You're on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for calling in. What is your question for Miss Fabulous Alyssa?
Well, first of all, before I question, I want to say that I called in every week. I talked with Mary and David and Cowboy. I'm actually friends with Mary and David from The Amazing Race, who talk every week about Big Brother. I actually went to Doug's Welcome Home party, and I'm a huge fan of Big Brother, and Alyssa, recently there's been a video released on YouTube of some things you said while in the house, and I'm not going to say anything. What is your response to that, and have you seen it?
Does she know what you're talking about, though?
Where I'm like, gross, that's disgusting. Like, that's gross behavior. Like, yeah, I mean, it was disgusting behavior. It was. All those, like, yeah, I'm sure one of the house guests probably put that together. And, I mean, yeah, I thought that the racial comments were, you know, appalling. I thought that it was, I've never been in a situation where I've heard that type of, you know, foul comments geared toward another human being, and I was completely shell-shocked. Yeah, I definitely had an opinion. I wasn't cursing about it. I wasn't saying anything other than it was gross behavior. I didn't approve of it. I didn't condone it. It was all conversational topics throughout the season, and I said things were, it was bad behavior. So,
absolutely.
And
yes, I do. I do not agree with people saying racist comments. I think it's gross. I think it's disgusting. I do not agree with people calling people derogatory names. I think it's gross, and I think it's horrible. Yes, I do. All day, every day.
I understand that. Do you think any of them, not just one in particular, but any of them have learned from their mistakes?
I just want to say no comment because I do believe that, you know, I think that.
That's the way to go around a question, Mary. Alyssa, I love it.
Let's hope will. Someday, let's hope they will. Move on. Adam, we've got a ton of callers.
Yeah,
I hate
fine.
To cut you short, babe, but we've got so many calls on the switchboard. We need to move on. So thank you so much for calling in, Adam.
Take care,
babe. Coming up next, we've got Crystal.
Oh, Crystal. Hello, Mr. Crystal.
Whoops, wrong one. I'm sorry.
Crystal, thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
You're on with Michelle and
Alyssa.
Where are
you calling from, girlfriend? Where's Miss Crystal calling from?
Ohio.
All right. So what is your question for Alyssa?
All right. My question is, Alyssa, what was the most shocking thing that you heard since coming out of the Big Brother house?
The most what?
The most shocking thing you've heard.
Oh, I don't know. I guess, like, Miley Cyrus is twerking. How big of a deal that is? Like, all things, all things everything Miley Cyrus. I mean, I love the girl to death, but, you know, she's awesome. But right now I'm like, she's
the
girl. She was
totally Hannah Montana when you went in the house, and now she's Miley Cyrus. So.
Yes, I'm like, whoa, what happened to her? Yeah, I used to TiVo your shows for, like, you know, on Hannah Montana for children, and now you're like, whoa, girl.
Good question. Thank you so much, hon.
Thank you, Crystal.
Any more questions for Alyssa, or are you you're all set, hon? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay, we're going to move on.
All right, let's get a couple more questions, and we don't want to overwhelm Miss Alyssa because there's a lot of questions, girl.
I know. We've got Matt coming up next. Matt, thank you. You're on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I love Big Brother.
How are you?
great. Well, my question real quick, because I know you don't have a lot of time. I love Big Brother.
Okay, go ahead. We don't have enough time for you either. Go ahead, baby.
My favorite show is The Bold and the Beautiful, and I love seeing Alyssa and Rachel on there.
How have you
been enjoying that? And are you going to take my Twitter recommendation of telling Casey to give you a spinoff on the web series?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Casey, if you're listening, please give me a spinoff or a web series. Yes. Yes, I agree. I'm down. I'm totally there. All things Bold and the Beautiful. It was so surreal and so amazing. I loved being there all day. I felt like they were my family. Like, Casey's cute little assistant hung out with us all day and, like, took me around to show me, like, where to get lunch and just, like, it did such an amazing job showing us everything. And, oh, it was awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, I love seeing you on there, and thanks for taking my question.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Take care, Matt. Right. Thanks for hanging
in there.
Have
a good night.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move right on to Charlotte.
Let's do a couple more callers, Cherry. Let's just do a couple more callers, okay?
Okay, Charlotte, you're on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hi.
Hello,
Alyssa.
Miss Charlotte.
Hi.
Charlotte, where are you calling from, babe?
Actually from Charlotte.
North Carolina.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on a minute. Stop the presses. Charlotte is calling in from Charlotte.
Yeah.
From Charlotte? What would you like to ask Alyssa?
Well, I know I don't have a lot of time. I want to say thank you so much for taking my question.
You're much appreciated, babe.
And quickly, I just want to ask, this is not a necessarily a Big Brother question, but a reality TV question. And I've noticed that over the last few years, reality TV obviously is catered more towards having your beautiful supermodel actress wannabes, and not that that's Alyssa, of course, but I wanted to know what Alyssa thought of the, you know, how reality TV is portrayed, because clearly it's not reality anymore when you have a house full of beautiful people and America. Okay, I might be beautiful, but the whole America is not beautiful, so I just wanted to know what Alyssa thought about that.
I don't know, like, Big Brother has always casted such diverse personalities that, like, from my experience with Big Brother this season, like, I felt like we had, like, all really attractive women, but some of our guys were, like, definitely the season of women, for sure. But you obviously, I don't know if you didn't catch the season of Big Brother. There were personalities galore. There were like 8,055 personalities. Like, these, every single person in the house had about 800 different personalities. So I swear, whatever they did casting ours, like, I mean, obviously it was super controversial, but it was just like a bizarre season where you're like, wow, I honestly thought the same thing. I'm like, these people, you know, they might be boring because the girls are so pretty, but they were wild, like crazy. It was crazy people, like just like the personalities were unbelievable.
Well,
great
quickly,
question.
I just want to say that you represented North Carolina like Jordan did. So let's go North Carolina girls.
There you go.
Go North Carolina. North Carolina.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for
your comment.
We definitely have fights and sass and opinions, but we're not going to, like, yell at people or, like, get in confrontations. Like, Jordan had opinions as well. Like, she would say what she felt also, but you're not going – there's a difference between having an opinion and speaking your mind and talking to people, like a civilized human being about it, than, like, you know, screaming at someone and banging on doors and, like, cussing someone out. Like, you can get your feelings across without using foul words. So,
right. If we can get
I'll be honest, I've used a few foul words, but I've never been racist, so I'll take that.
We've got three more callers on the switchboard. If we can get these last three in, I'd be so happy because they've been waiting for quite some time. Can you take three more real quick?
Let's do it because Miss Alyssa is exhausted.
Come on.
We've got Dan next. Dan, thank you so much for calling. You're on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hello,
hi,
Dan.
Guys. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? Where are you calling from, babe?
Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey Mouse, you have the fabulous Alyssa on. What is your question?
Well, Alyssa, I just wanted to say you're beautiful, and I wanted to ask you your stance on Erin. I know she talks a lot about you on Twitter, and it sounds like she's still immature. What's your opinion on her now? Are you guys cool? Are you friends? Or do you hate each other? Like, what's up with Erin?
Who is Erin?
You know what? That was like
the
best answer all evening, Alyssa. That's her answer. Exactly.
Thank you for calling, Dan.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next
I think
caller
Dan is speechless as well as with all of us. Dan, good question. And thank you. Alyssa, fabulous answer. Next caller, let's bring them up.
Next caller is Heather. Thank you so much for calling, Heather. You're on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hey, Heather. How are you,
Pardon?
I said, how are you doing? Are you doing good?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Where are you calling from, girl? Tell us all.
I'm calling from St. Joseph, Michigan.
All right, Michigan. We got Detroit up there.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Question, girl.
Anyway, I wanted to tell Alyssa that I was so pleased with the way she dealt with Amanda when Amanda was terrifying her. I don't know if I could have done that.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. And you seem like a very sweet woman. And please stay that way.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's definitely not my character to have confrontations with people, and I was sad. I was so sad of, like, the negativity our season. Honestly, like, it's Big Brother. I'm like, we have the opportunity of a lifetime. Like, can't we laugh and giggle and have some fun with this? Like, you know, if I tell you your hair looks pretty, I'm not being mean. Like, I seriously am like, oh, your hair looks nice today. You know, like, let's just, you know, it was so weird. Like, I did want to go into it and just have, like, a nice, fun time and just, like, you know, be fun and girly. And unfortunately, we had some different perceptions that had a different outlook on how they were going to play the season. And that's that. But I'm definitely glad I could be a positive impact on other people. And I do encourage all young ladies to act like ladies and not to get in confrontations and, you know, yelling, screaming matches. You can get your point across just talking in a normal voice. So I think that, you know, having discussions are definitely necessary and communicating is definitely necessary. However, being abrasive, aggressive, and foul-mouthed is not necessary anywhere.
Well, I'm glad we got to your comment, Heather. I know we have more callers, but we also have a chat room that has been asking a bunch of questions, too, and hopefully, Cherry, you can touch on some of those.
Right.
Let's
We're going to take
one more
question from the switchboard, and then we're going to move on to a couple of questions from the chat room. We've got a caller from Fort Worth, Texas, that's been holding for quite some time. I don't have their name, area code 254. You are on with Michelle and Alyssa.
Hello, Texas. What is your name? And well, we know you're calling from Texas. Hello, Texas.
Hey, huh? Texas. Hello.
Area code 254, you're on the air with Michelle and Alyssa.
Don't be shy. You're the last caller, babe. Like, speak up.
Hello.
Well, maybe they're
okay.
Just shy. All right, let's move on to the chat questions. Thank you guys so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. So, Cherry, what do you have in the chat room? Because I know they've been bugging out.
Phoebe Love Tom wanted to find out what Alyssa thought about Judd's antics with both Aaron and Jesse.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. First of all, Alyssa was the one that told Jesse to make out with him, so I want to hear this answer.
Oh, my God, Paul, did you just call out Alyssa?
I was like, you've got to get this kid on your side. Like, you know... It's so funny. Yeah, I love Judd. Yeah, I think that Judd was like he was definitely like the man candy in the Big Brother house, and all the girls were passing him around, and he was totally cool with it. So
he
I mean,
was the Casanova
so
of Big Brother.
Yes,
he was the Casanova. Yeah.
I know there's other questions ahead of this, but you've got to ask about the impression one, Cherry, please.
We've heard that you do an impression of one particular house guest. Could you possibly do that for us here on the Rad Reality Show?
Oh, my God.
Which one is it? Girl, I've got them all.
The initials are GM, I believe.
A little
action. Gina Marie. Yo, this is Gina Marie, and I was totally going in to my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's shop, and I told her, I go in there, and I'm like, hey, yo, can you help me with this dress? And I was like, come over here and help me with this dress, because she's a working there, you know, and I go in there like, I'm going to buy all your stuff. And so she comes over, yo, and yo. She comes over and picks out a dress for me, and I'm like, yo, I'm Gina Marie, and I'm engaged to your boyfriend. Okay, this is really
Alyssa, I want to make this comment.
Yo, and I'm Gina Marie.
Yeah.
There's A lot of yo-yo-yos.
I'm
Gina Marie.
Yo-yo-yo.
I got to make
that
this.
That was great, Alyssa.
Yeah, I've got a really good neck one, but, because anyone could be talking randomly, and Gina Marie would be like, no, you know who didn't have nice hair? Who didn't have nice hair was Nick's girlfriend. Like, if you were like, oh, my hair looks so bad today, like, I don't know what I need to do with it, she'd be like, no, you know whose hair looks bad? Nick's ex-girlfriend's hair looks bad. Like, knowing, like, we don't know who Nick's ex-girlfriend is, like, she just totally would be like, she'd have to say something about Nick's girlfriend or, like,
Nick's. That's weird.
It was so funny. I mean,
that's so random. I don't even know what to say. I'd be like, what?
And the cockroaches.
She put an A in cockroaches. Yeah,
cockroach. Listen, I say the cockroaches too. So, you know, and it's messed up because I got put in Gina Marie like status, and I'm like, first off, they're like, oh, you and Gina Marie are from the same place. You guys think the same rules. Like, fuck you. And I'm like, first off, I'm from Rhode Island, asshole. She's from Staten Island, stupid. So get it right. She's from Staten Island. I'm from Rhode Island. And I speak the way I speak. Don't include me with this, Gina Marie. You know, like, because we say, like, Oz the same way. So I'm included in Gina Marie's, like, racism. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate it.
That's just not
right. Yeah. No. Anyway, well, she has some positive attributes. And, you know, I just don't
even
know.
I think she's great. I think I agree with you that she got wrapped up. She got overwhelmed with what was going on, and the house got divided, and unfortunately, that's the side that she got dealt, and she made it to the end. God bless her. But, yeah, I think she was – it's like peer pressure with her. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I – okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm just them all nothing but the best. I hope they do decide to, like, you know, get over the, you know, like, the ridiculous, like, interpretation of what happened. Like, everyone saw what happened. We were filmed 24/7. Yes, like, I don't agree with racist comments. Yes, I think it's gross to say things like that. Yes, I think it's gross to, like, talk about your genitalia all day long, every day. Like, it's not something people want to hear about, you know? Like, so, I mean, it's just, I wish them the best. You know, like, everyone saw what happened on the show. It is what it is. Change what you did, change what you said, and accept it, like, own up to the to your actions and move forward, you know? Like, there's just so much, you know, it's almost time for Big Brother 16, you know?
It's right around the corner, Alyssa, and you know what? This has been such a packed-filled evening. I know we have tons of questions from the chat room and the callers, and sorry if you guys didn't make it through, but Alyssa has been on way too longer than we promised her, and we don't want her to get aggravated. We want her to come back on, and Alyssa, we so adore you here. We watched you. We cried with you. We screamed with you. We yelled, and I personally want to say that, you know, I got to hang out with you beforehand, so we actually got to hang out, and we had our good times in Aria. Welcome to the family. I'm so glad you're a part of it. Whatever happens is only going to make you stronger, you know. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I know that you're the type of girl that believes in that. And if there's anything else you want to say before you leave, any last words, anything you want to promote, or just kind of, you just want to, like, spill the beanos, like, just tell people what you think. But thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays.
I just feel very strongly about the, you know, the bullying thing and the online bullying. And I definitely feel like these beautiful young women are getting beat up and put down and called names and, you know, having lies made up about them. And I just feel like, you know, everyone needs to stand up to bullying, especially adults, and especially adults like on TV, because it's such a huge thing. And, you know, these innocent lives are being, you know, taken because they can't handle people bashing them. And it's just like, it's something that, I don't know, anyone who's hurting or feels like, you know, nobody likes them and that everyone hates them and they're dealing with people, you know, saying mean things about them, just know that there is an outside of the house, pun intended. Like, even though, you know, they say that in your circle, you know, you have a family that loves you. There are people, you know, that are supporting you, and I wish, you know, especially like the teenagers, that it's such a hard thing, you know, being a woman and a young woman and, you know, being girly girl and standing up for what's right and not falling into, you know, the trap of the cool crowd. And I don't know, I just wish that these young girls, like, know that there are people that care about them, there are people that support them, and that the people that say negative, hateful things like that are bringing them down are just people that have nothing better to do, and they were never going to contribute to these people's lives anyway, so they shouldn't really take anything that they say seriously. So, I don't know.
Alyssa,
I feel like
thank you so much. I wanted to let you know real quickly. After the season was over, there was something that I ran into in a little shop, and I bought you a little gift. It's just a little trinket. So if there's some way that I could send it to you, I'd love to get a P.O. box or something that I could send you a little gift. I didn't buy anything for any other house guest or anything, but I saw this, and you touched my heart in the show. And when I saw this, I thought of you, and I bought it for you, and I'd love to send it to you. So if there's some way you could message me or something, a P.O. box or some way that I could send you something in the mail, I'd love to be able to do that for you.
Oh, that's so sweet, Carrie.
All right.
It's something that just made me think of Alyssa only, and I'd love to be able to send that to you. So private message me or something on Twitter or Facebook, and I'd love to be able to send this to you. We are almost out of time, so I want to say thank you so much for being here with us tonight and just answering all of these wonderful questions from all of your fans and talking to us here on the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays. We've enjoyed you so much, Alyssa, and thank you for all you do, for all the people you come in contact with, and for entertaining all of us in our homes this summer. You are such a blessing and a gift to all of us. It has been remarkable and so much fun having you on tonight's show. Thank you again so much for calling in. It's been wonderful having you on, and I hope you'll join us again.
Thank you so much. It has been fun. And do you want – I can give you my pizza box or send it to you. Where do I send it?
You want to do that privately.
Yeah. I will follow you on Twitter. As a matter of fact, I already do follow
you
on Twitter.
Right,
it's Cherry Garcia with a Y. And just follow me back, and I'll DM you, or you can DM me a P.O. box or something, and I can send it to you. So we can do all that on Twitter.
Okay.
Paul, would you like to say your goodbyes, Paul?
Bye, everyone. Thanks for all of your support and love, and I love being on the Rad Reality Show. It was awesome, and I'm so glad to be a part of the Big Brother family, and I can't wait to do many more projects with CBS and be in the CBS family and definitely hear more about the Toys for Tots and definitely be supporting that as well. Say bye, Riley.
Awesome.
Bye. My little boy's going to bed.
Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Yeah,
thank
bye,
you, Alyssa.
Guys.
XOXO, babe.
XOXO.
Take care, hon. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, we have only got a few minutes to close the show. Michelle, what
an epic
show.
Holy cock-a-poo-poo.
Yes.
Yeah,
we've only got
like
a couple of minutes
awesome.
To close the show.
Yeah. Let's just close out by saying that, Cherry, maybe you can do the announcement, but we have a very special guest coming up on our next week's show. This week's show, Alyssa, thank you so much. Callers, which we had so many new ones. Thank you guys so much. Paul and Cherry, thank you for everything you do.
Michelle, why don't you announce who's going to call in next week?
I would like you to say it because I want to make sure it's confirmed. It's not Survivor, right? Is it confirmed? Cherry?
I'm not sure yet.
Guys. We'll watch it on our shows and on our Facebook pages.
Yeah, just watch and we'll try to get everything confirmed, and we'll let you know on Facebook and on the Rad Reality Show group page and Facebook page who our guest for next Monday will be. I think we're pretty sure who it's going to be, but they've been not only on one show, but a few shows on TV recently. So I'm going to close the show out with Ron, as I usually do. Make sure you're here with us on Thursday as well for our Survivor show. Here's Ron to close the show. Take care, everybody. God bless, and be kind to each other.
Love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And let me close it off with a song. Let me
let me close off with a song and say goodnight to everyone.
Like you care for me, you put this love in my heart. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose. You put this love in my heart. I wanna know where the bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down to low end. And I see you coming to me and it's alright.
Okay, everyone, that's a wrap for tonight. Take care. God bless. It's been a fun show. Paul, you're going to have to close the show out because I can't.
Sherry, good luck with your saints.
Good night, guys.
Cardinals.
Go
get
Cardinals.
Off my beard. Get off my beard.